Boy, was I ever encouraged today. I had a much-needed 9 hours sleep, then discovered that it was a cloudless, blue-sky day with temperatures in the lower 50s. That alone is something to celebrate and give thanks for, but it gets even better. Lisa and I had the morning free, so I loaded our recumbent trikes into our Toyota Highlander, and we headed off for the Northwest Lancaster County River Trail. We started pedaling our way north and west into a rather stiff breeze, so it was a little slower going. For some reason, perhaps the bit of headwind, or maybe it's the political unrest in America, I don't know, I decided to start pondering how to handle the difficulties of life. I'm never sure why my brain starts pondering various topics, but hey, there's probably no better place to think deeply than on the River Trail, our little slice of heaven on earth. So as I was pondering life's toughness and chaos, I came away with two beautiful themes. The first is a song by Patty Shrout titled Be Still. It is so calming and peaceful when the world seems to be crumbling around you. The song is based on the first phrase of Psalm 46:10 that says, "Be still and know that I am God." In the song, she sings, "Be still and know that I am God. I'm reaching out in ways you cannot see to carry you safely home to me." I wish you could hear that song. Patty's voice is absolutely gorgeous, and her words are powerfully compelling, soothing, and satisfying in light of the darkness and chaos in our world. The second theme comes from the late Christian psychiatrist M. Scott Peck. In his famous book, The Road Less Traveled, his opening statement and paragraph reads, "Life is difficult. This is a great truth, one of the greatest truths. It is a great truth because once we truly see this truth, we transcend it. Once we truly know that life is difficult, once we truly understand and accept it, then life is no longer difficult. Because once it is accepted, the fact that life is difficult no longer matters." Well, this reminder popped into my head and gave me enormous peace. As much as I rail against darkness, upset, anger, and chaos in the world, when I come to accept this as reality, I'm far more able to deal with it. So my hope for you is that you too can be still and know that God loves you, God is there for you, and God will never leave you or forsake you. God knows exactly what you are going through and is reaching out in ways you cannot see to carry you safely home to love, joy, peace, and beauty. And simply know that it won't be an easy journey. We'll be beaten and clobbered along the way, but in the end, it will be well worth the adventure. So, my friend, have a stunningly beautiful, calm, still, and serene day with my two thoughts.